And welcome to the Two Mics Talk Show, a conglomerate of the Nerdmit company that we have going on here.
Yeah.
Hayden is currently out because he's hanging with Buriaga. Buriaga is helping him study.
I'd hope so. I mean, Buriaga's pretty smart.
Last time we did this, you were hanging out with Buriaga. How was that?
Oh yeah, he really helped me. I had some headaches that he just fixed. It was a whole situation.
He just calmed you down.
Yeah. His empathy.
He's a big Wookiee, so it helps.
Yeah.
So, very first thing we need to talk about, some pop culture news. The Book of Boba Fett trailer just came out.
Yes, it did.
For us. Sorry to break the immersion, but for us it just came out. For y'all, Eternals has already come out. We'll have already talked about that. In our
time. We're gonna go see that this weekend, right?
Yeah, in like a couple days, like 4 days.
I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, I am too.
I totally forgot we were going to go see that this weekend, and then they reminded me. I was just like, yes.
Yeah. Despite the people out there that are trying to review bomb it.
Oh, I've heard it's a really good movie. Like,
oh yeah, I've heard it's amazing.
Who like saw it already? I've heard it's like so good.
Yeah, it's groundbreaking.
So I'm not listening to any reviews.
Oh, yeah.
No. I don't hear anyone else.
The reasoning behind the reviews is completely dumb.
I don't
want to
know, but I kind of want to know.
The main gist, majority of like the review bombers are doing it because there's LGBT representation. And because there's only two straight white guys.
Wow, okay. They need to get over that then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not valid reasoning. That has
the same reason people don't like Black Panther, Shang-Chi, and Captain Marvel.
Okay, so times are changing. Let's talk about something in the actual movie that you didn't like.
Not
the characters.
Instead of you just being terrible.
Yeah, like, be a decent human being and just watch the movie, and, you know, if you have a valid reason as to why it wasn't good, like, actually about the movie, then say that. Don't say things like, I don't like gay people.
Yeah, I'm more excited for the movie after that.
Yeah, that's not what we're here for. But what are we here for today?
Well, first of all, I'll get back to one thing I'm very excited about in the Eternals later. But Boba Fett, that trailer just came out for us a while ago. Victoria, how do you feel?
Well, basically, when it turned on, I thought it was Mando at first, and then Ethan had to correct me that was actually Boba Fett. And then I was like, oh, that's so cool, look at Boba. And then I watched the whole rest of the trailer, and then I was like, oh, hey, this is going to be interesting. So that was basically my thoughts.
Now, I told Hayden about this, that Book of Boba Fett is, what's wild for me is that this is one of the first times that we're going to be seeing represented in Star Wars, representing the criminal underworld, that we're going to be seeing the Hutts not active.
Hmm.
Because the Hutts have been active. Like, our oldest character on here is Exar Kun and Nomi Sunrider.
Hmm.
And Nomi Sunrider became a Jedi because of the Hutts. That was like thousands of years ago, before A New Hope. They saw through like all the Sith and Jedi wars, the Mandalorian wars, the extinction of the Sith and the Mandalorians, the reemergence of the Sith and the Mandalorians, the fall of the Jedi, and then they died off. Presumably died off when Jabba died, with the rise of the Jedi again. So, I don't know, that's just wild. Because they've been here for thousands of years.
And
now they're just not.
They're just falling.
Yeah. So I think that may be a big plot point in this.
I'll be interested to see.
Yeah, because Boba killed Bib Fortuna. And the Hutts being the Hutts, they don't allow anybody to run a major criminal enterprise, and Jabba's is the main criminal enterprise. They only let Hutts run criminal enterprises. If you're another species, then they don't let you.
Hmm.
So,
we'll just have to see how that plays out.
Yeah. By the way, did you know in canon, Fennec is older than Boba?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. She was like a late teenager, maybe early 20s, by the end of the Clone Wars, and Boba was 13. That bomb. That, she still looks like she's 30. Like, maybe. And last thing I noticed is people were bringing up Boba has eyebrows again. Like, in Mandalorian, he has his eyebrows burned off. Because he got out of the Sarlacc by burning his way out. The flamethrower, so he's scarred from all the burns. Mm-hmm. And also the acid that's in the Sarlacc. So his eyebrows are gone. And then people brought up he has eyebrows again. And somebody I saw on TikTok, sorry, I don't remember the username, so I can't credit them. But somebody on TikTok, said that he's out there with intergalactic beauty star Fennec Shand, an assassin, and they clearly he knows how to draw eyebrows on now. So yeah.
Did you have anything else
you wanted
to talk about?
Oh yeah, one thing I was especially excited for is that the Eternals is going to be showing the first deaf superheroes and deaf community, it's very rare. It's Makari is like completely deaf.
Oh, that's actually
good. Yeah, and that's something that just doesn't happen in the comics.
I know.
Like, there's not much representation in the deaf community.
Well, actually there is, but it's always portrayed as like them being like useless or not really being.
There's a lot of treating of ableism is a lot of the times it's like they treat it as a negative thing.
Yeah.
And comics did a lot of right with people like Daredevil, because he's blind, but he's more adept than anybody else. Like, the fact that he's blind is a benefit, not a weakness. So they help with that. Then they also show up with people who are paraplegic and have to be in wheelchairs. They have Oracle, Barbara Gordon from DC Universe Batman. And then they have Professor X.
Oh, yeah.
So they show... They do, like, show people who would be part of the disabled community. But it's just not common to see somebody with hearing loss at all.
Yeah.
The most famous one is Hawkeye, who will be in the Hawkeye series, will have hearing aid. A hearing aid.
Oh,
That's an especially special thing to me. Because for those viewers out there, I have one hearing aid.
He does.
My ears don't hear at the same level, asymptomatic hearing, so I have one hearing aid. And that, I don't know, it's just nice. Have Hawkeye also have asymptomatic.
Basically, it's a representation that you can look at, and like, yeah. Hawkeye's cool.
There's another person with like hearing loss as a superhero.
Yeah.
And the comics and stuff, he's like, it's both ears, and he's like, he would be classified medically as deaf.
Yeah.
And one of the things that he was, Tony built him special hearing aids that are able to bump up all of his hearing so that he can hear normally, so that he can accommodate him. So he has special hearing aids for that, and that's one of like four deaf characters in comics. It's like mainstream.
I'm happy that they have that representation. Are they're even like pushing it to the main forefront more now? It's just so good.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see Makari and all of her roles in the MCU going forward.
Yeah, no, me too.
Yeah. So, that's my Eternals. That's one of my Eternals things. Hayden threw together a list to throw out here, questions that he told us to answer for all of y'all.
Yeah, if we look awkward or anything, that's because Hayden basically threw us in a room. He told us for one today. That we were doing this, and then he just threw us in a room with a whole bunch of questions and was like, just talk to the camera, be normal, be natural. You're
pressuring us here.
Yeah, he's like, have fun, enjoy yourself.
Fun. It's like when your parents throw you in a stressful situation, they're just like, and have fun.
Yeah, there's like, there's nothing to be awkward about. Just answer these questions and just be nice to each other.
You can't just say, like, there's nothing to be awkward about.
Hayden.
So, yeah, we're going to answer these questions that he, like, threw at us. Please.
These questions are vague, too.
Yes. Also, please give us, like, the benefit of the doubt. Hayden has terrible handwriting. Yes. So if it, like, takes us a minute to, like, read them, it's because, like, the handwriting is bad. Like, it's bad. But do you want to just, like...
go down the list?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are also vague. So, like, some of them are just, like, are you talking about a fictional universe? The real universe?
Which universe are we talking about?
Yeah. First one we got here. I think me and Hayden talked about this last time. Or we talked about it off-air at one point. Which universe would you like to live in permanently?
So I have to be there forever?
Yeah, like you live there. Not like, I'm going to live forever. I'm immortal now.
Oh,
but like,
no.
you live your entire life from this point on. There.
Okay, so I have two questions.
Okay.
So in the context of this situation... I'm guessing that we're talking about universes like the superhero universe.
DC universe, Marvel universe. Star Wars, Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Percy Jackson. Basically any fictional universe. Any franchise, any established world that has ever been made is up for game.
Okay. So that answered my first question. My second question is, am I a main character or am I just a background character?
I would say that you just live there.
I just kind of live there?
Yeah. Like, you're not... like, the main character kind of simulation kind of focuses in on one person.
Yeah.
And all of this, you would be kind of a background character, but, like, we're all main characters in our own story.
But, like, if I was in the superhero universe, do I have powers or do I not?
I mean, I would say you have powers.
Oh, okay. So I do I have powers.
You're not, like, an extra, but you're not entered in as one of the main characters, I wouldn't say. Like, if it's Harry Potter, you also go to Hogwarts.
Okay.
You're not the chosen one, but you go to Hogwarts. The chosen one.
That's how you die.
Avatar. I forgot about Avatar.
Oh, yeah, Avatar 2. I think, personally, just to live out my childhood fantasies, I would choose Percy Jackson and his universe because... I grew up, like, reading those books, and I basically wanted to be a part of Camp Half-Blood, like, so much.
What god did you want to be a child of?
Poseidon? Yeah.
Did you have any, like, specific artifact? Because, you know, they always have those artifacts that are gifted to them. Like, mm-hmm. Riptide, the baseball hat.
I didn't choose, like, a specific artifact. I was just obsessed with, like, so blue's my favorite color, if you can't, like, tell. Mm-hmm. And so... like, Poseidon is water, which is blue, and so...
Essentially, it's sea green.
Okay, yes, it's like a sea
They talk about it's
color.
Sea green in
it's,
there.
It's sea-ish, but I mean, like, on the books it was blue, okay?
Yeah. So, it was typically navy.
Yes.
Navy blue.
So, like, that's why I chose Poseidon, and because, like, being in control of water would be, like, cool AF, you know? If I couldn't be in... Percy Jackson, I would be an avatar and I would be a waterbender. So, that was my main reason for choosing it.
What monster would you say that you have you got the best chance of not only going against but being remembered? Like, what monster would you want to fight in that scenario?
I don't think I would want to fight
anyone. Well, like, if you had to choose.
If I had to choose.
And not just because of ease, not like, I'm going to choose a single fury. Because I don't want to fight the Hydra.
Yeah, no. Can I do it with, like, a team of people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody's, like, showing up like Hercules and killing monsters
cool.
left and right.
Then I'm gonna
Percy always killed monsters with, like, two other people at the least.
Okay, then I'm gonna go up against the Minotaur just because the Labyrinth, that whole book and that whole time. Yes, it was just interesting to me because, like, for one, I loved, like, mazes, which was the labyrinth, but it, like, moved on its own, and that made it even more difficult. And, like,
that wasn't Sea of Monsters. It was the fourth one.
I forget.
What is
that
the fourth?
So long.
Because Sea of Monsters is just the Odyssey.
Yeah, that's when they, like,
they go through
on a boat.
Yeah, they go through everything they go through all of Odysseus's trials in the Odyssey.
Yes. Isn't that when they're getting the cloak or whatever?
That's also part of it. It's a connection between the Odyssey and the Argonaut. and the Argonauts, where they have to go get the Golden Fleece.
The Golden Fleece
is what it's called. It gives life.
Yes, and they put it on the tree, and then they awoke...
the Talia tree.
Talia, yes, they awoke Talia. If you have not read Percy Jackson...
it's been out for a couple of decades.
It's been out for quite a while, so you should read it. But, I mean, if we're giving you spoilers, the spoilers should make you go read it. It's a really good book.
There's no way that... called the Battle of the Black.
Is it?
There's no way. That doesn't sound right. No. Titan's Curse.
Was that the last book? Because isn't that the one...
Last one was Last One.
Oh, so it's the second to last one. Yeah, because that's when Annabeth got hurt.
Yeah, but...
No, it was called the Battle of the Labyrinth.
What? It was called the Battle of the Labyrinth? That feels like... It doesn't match the vibes.
It's a kid's book.
No, but it doesn't match the vibes of, like, the other titles. Like, The Lightning Peak, The Sea of Monsters, The Titan's Curse, The Battle of the Labyrinth, and Last Olympia. Like, The Battle of the Labyrinth stands out as a title.
Okay, yes, I will give you that. It does kind of stand out as a title.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
But...
It's a little traditional.
It was a good book.
It was a good book, yes. Yeah. I'm not denying that. But still...
You're like, I'm still just stuck on this title, still, just not.
It still bothers me.
Okay, I chose... Now, you have to choose what universe are you living in.
Also, totally want to be a son of Athena. Probably, and I probably want a shield, because I mean, it's Athena.
Yeah, I know. Athena was pretty cool.
Yeah, other than that, I would choose Apollo. I always wanted to be part of Apollo when I was a kid. I thought they were so cool. And then I grew up to be basically a child of Athena.
Children of Athena were great. Vibes.
I even have, like, borderline gray eyes. So, like, I think I'd fit in.
Did you ever, like, think, like, oh, maybe I am, even though you knew both your parents? You're like, maybe I am.
Yeah. I have.
Lately, you're just like, no.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, I'm adopted and they just haven't told me yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The universe I would personally like to do, 100% Star Wars. Mm-hmm.
You'd fit in very well.
Yeah, the other one I would do, like, Marvel and Star Wars are my two big ones. But Marvel always feels, since it's a serial comic, several runs of comics, it feels disjointed.
No, just I get that.
And it's always chaotic, because New York just gets wiped off the map and rebuilt every couple of years.
Yeah, no, I didn't choose that one either because, like, people die so much.
It's like, oh, I want to be in Game of Thrones.
Yes,
like,
everyone dies.
You're gonna die.
Everyone dies. So what sector of, like, the world of Star Wars would you want to be
on? I don't know. I've tried to think about what planet I would want. Mm-hmm. Even though it's technically a moon, my favorite vibe of a planet, moon, is Endor, like the Redwood Forest in California. Like, I love forest planets. Alderaan was also a forest planet. It was a mountainy forest, like the Rockies.
Huh.
Except since the Star Wars is exaggerated. You take real life beautiful scenery and you exaggerate the highs and lows, the extremes of that environment.
That sounds really pretty.
Yeah, so it makes it, like, extremely pretty or extremely hostile. Like,
so both, probably?
No, not just, like, Alderaan. It makes Alderaan super pretty. Like, peaks rising up above the trees that are, like, in, like, thousands of feet in the air. And, it, like, you can, whenever you look at it, you see, like, several mountain ranges and large bodies of water.
Hmm.
Like, the mountains even look, like, silver on there.
Oh, wow.
Like, makes it look pretty, but then there's Mustafar, where instead of just, like, a pool of lava, the entire planet is basically just lava.
The way you said Mustafar, though, it just sounded like you were like, and then there's Mustafar.
Yeah, because that's the... Even being on that planet, you should suffocate. Like, if you step off that ship, you should be suffocating. Like, the people at Pompeii, because of how much ash is in the air.
Aaron's talked about Pompeii so much, too.
I study Rome.
This is not
I
want to
do it as a living.
Okay.
So,
that's
of course,
reason.
I'm
going
to talk about Pompeii.
He's brought up a whole bunch of people dying all at once.
Pompeii.
Multiple times.
Yeah. And the kind of vibe of a planet, probably Endor.
Okay. enjoying.
Because I really love forest planets. Mm-hmm. I love forests, except I don't like insects. Mm-hmm. Hate insects.
Would you be a Jedi, or would you be a Sith, or would you be?
I fit the vibe of a Jedi completely, because I was taught right from wrong a lot of the times when I was young, but how I looked at how I modeled how to put that into effect. I did that with Spider-Man, and I did that with Obi-Wan Kenobi. So I have the vibe of how I think about. It's very stoic. If y'all know, this is also a Roman thing. If y'all know philosophies, I have a very stoic outlook on life.
I think last week, didn't you proclaim that you were Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Basically.
Yeah.
I have the same ideology as him, kind of.
Yeah, Hayden was not having that.
So I have the, I had the vibe of a Jedi. Other than that, what I would really love to be is, a rebel commando. The kind of people they sent on to Endor, or an X-Wing pilot. Because those people are just insane. And they're pulling off, everything. X-Wings are amazing, okay? I have favorites of everything in Star Wars, so... Yeah. That's too long of a list.
Star Wars is your favorite?
I do have... my favorite part of Star Wars isn't even just the Jedi. It's I want to know what the normal person goes through.
Hmm.
I want to know what it's like for a clone in the Clone Wars. I want to know what it's like for somebody who wants to join the Rebel Alliance. I want to know what their life is like. That's why I loved Rogue One so much, because you didn't show up with generals and Jedi. You showed up with people who were adept enough to get an amazing job done, but they were not the
established. They
weren't the chosen ones.
Yeah,
they don't have amazing powers. They don't get to walk around with a blade that cuts through everything.
They just kind of came.
They have blasters.
Hey, we're here.
And, they have blasters and morality.
Yeah, we're here. Huh. But are you gonna read the next question?
You can do it.
Okay. Yeah. Where would you like to visit, or what festival or special happening do you want to see in your life?
I think we should split that into two questions.
Okay.
Let's go with visit first.
Okay.
Also, does he mean fiction? This is what I was talking about. Does he mean fictional? Do you mean real life?
I think he means real life. There's Lollapalooza, Coachella, things like that. I think that would fall under festival or special happening. If we're thinking of games, might probably the World Series, World Cup, stuff like that.
Oktoberfest in Germany.
So, what? First and foremost, where would you like to visit?
I've already established it in the last 2 minutes.
Rome
or Greece. most likely Greece. I would love to go visit. I would love to see the sites of the Pantheon, Delphi. I would personally love to see all of the remains of the ancient wonders. I would love to see what remains of it. Try to piece together in my mind what it used to look like. I would love to. Rome, so much of Rome is still standing. So
that is very true. It's the way it was built.
Yeah, Roman concrete. So it's so good that it's modern concrete. And it's still standing. Even the aqueducts, several parts of those are still standing.
Yeah, it's the architecture that they used when it came to the columns.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Rome would be... Rome or Athens would be my main two that I would want to go visit. Outside of that, London.
I would like to.
London's just—it's just a great vibe.
It is a good vibe.
Huh.
Or at least okay. So we haven't been there, so it gives good vibes.
Yeah. What we've seen
feels like
good vibes. Yeah, it feels like nice vibes,
Nice vibes. Yeah.
So now your turn.
Oh, I have to answer that one. Okay.
And this is. I don't know, you have a big thing to top here, because you have been out of the country.
Yes, I have been out of the country. Hayden and I went to Berlin, Germany, and Munich, Germany, and so I was not there as long as he was, because he was there for his entire,
It was a study abroad during the summer.
He had a study abroad during the summer, so he was there.
Did you go to Austria?
No, he went to Austria by himself. Well, no, it wasn't by himself. It was, like, with his, like,
group with of
people.
Them.
But, yeah, it wasn't with me. But we did go to Berlin, and we went to, and just said in Munich. And both were great. Honestly, I liked Munich more than I liked Berlin, and that's only because, like, where we live now is basically a city. So going to another city in another country, it didn't feel like I was outside of the country.
Y'all talked to me about it, and y'all felt like a Berlin... Y'all said, like, Berlin felt like New York.
Yeah, like, it kind of just felt like I just... Instead of, like, I crossed an ocean, it felt like I just went down the street. So that's what made it, like, I still loved it. I thought it was beautiful. I thought everything there was great. But it wasn't such a difference that it made me feel like I was somewhere else. And so that was kind of, like, the hindrance and why I was just like, it's alright. Like, it's not that bad. If we would have went to Munich first and then Berlin, I probably would have liked Berlin more. Because Munich is, like, completely different. It's, like, countryside. Mm. But, like, beautiful buildings. Like, such old architecture. Like, Munich. Amazing. There's, like, hills and trees and, like, so beautiful. Totally.
It makes you feel like you're not in America.
Yes, definitely. And, like, I think... When I went to Munich, that's when I really realized, like, oh, I'm in Germany. Because in Berlin, like, there were so many tourists in Berlin. So, like, you had people speaking German, but then you also had people speaking English. And then you had other people from other areas. Because, like, if you haven't been outside of the country in Europe, it's basically, like, so how in the U.S., if I were to, like, get in my car and, like, drive up the street, like, from Texas to Oklahoma, that's how it is for Europe countries. So, like, you have people from all over, like, in Europe. There were, like, people there from Nigeria. There were people there
It's not Europe, but...
yeah, but they were there.
That's
like,
Africa.
It is Africa.
Like, it's like across the
world. It's a whole different person. Place.
Yeah.
It's a whole different place. But yeah, so like...
They did have to cross a body of water.
They did
to get
have
there.
To. Yes, they did. A smaller body of water than I crossed. But...
It's still a sea.
Still a body of water. But yeah, so like, there were just people from like all over. And so it was just in Berlin. It kind of just felt like, oh, I'm just like in a multicultural place, which is I'm used to because I'm from the U.S. And then going to it's like, oh, I'm in Germany. So
I was gonna ask, how is the language gap leaving the United States? Like in Munich, what did you say?
In Munich, okay, so it was very different.
Because as you said, you don't know German.
I do not know German. I know no German. 9. that's the extent.
Do you know how to say I don't know German?
No, I don't even know that. So yeah, like. Basically, Hayden was my translator, but, like, if you ask Hayden to talk German, we all know how that goes. It doesn't go.
It's been a while.
He barely knows anything.
He's a bit rusty.
Yeah, he's basically back to the same level that I am, so just, like, 9.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so he knew, like, basic things at the time, because his study abroad was, like, actually doing German constantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, we would talk with people. Well, no, we wouldn't directly talk with people. There was this one instance where with this one lady on a train, because we took a train from Berlin to Munich, and she was basically trying to tell everybody that she had a set seat and that people needed to, like, move because, you know, it was her seat. And so she was... Yeah, so she was, like, speaking in German to, like, everybody, and she came in and, like, came up to me. And this was the time when, like, Hayden had gotten up to get snacks. It was, like, the worst time for him to leave. And I was just sitting there by myself. And, like, there was a seat open next to me. And she just, like, said German things to me. And I was like, the seat's taken. And I just kind of, like, moved a bag over so that I could, like, show her, like, you can't, like, sit here. And then she just went off on a rampage talking to other people, trying to get other people to move out of her way. So...
Why would you know if you have a specific seat that is yours? Why would you? I don't understand people living in large cities.
No, she didn't have a specific seat that was hers. I think the train that we were on, sometimes, like, there was different sections. Hmm. of seats, so like the section we were in could have been a like first class or whatever type seating, but I think it was because there was so little people on it that it just was open, like all seats were open and they didn't require any type of first class. Or I may have it switched around. It may have been so many people that they just had everything open, but basically all the seats were available to anyone. It didn't matter like who you were, what class ticket you bought, you were just there. And she was trying to boss people around and be like, I have a first class ticket. And I was like, ma'am, just please go sit down.
City's still confusing, to be honest.
Yes, people are so weird.
Yeah. So what about the festival part?
Wait, I never said where I would want to go.
Oh, no, you didn't, yeah.
Our bad. But yeah, so I would be tied. So one place I've always wanted to go is the Maldives, and that's just because, like, from vacationing and, like, going to Europe and, like, going to different places, I learned that I'm a traveler who just likes to sit on beaches. Like, I just like to, like, relax. I don't really enjoy, like, doing a whole bunch of things when I get to a certain place. Like, if I'm with a group of people, it's fine, but, like, when it's just me and Aiden traveling, I'm like, I don't really want to go sightseeing. I just want to, like, sit.
Vibe.
Yeah, I just want to vibe for a while. And so, that's why the Maldives, and then also I wanted to go to Greece forever, just tying back to Percy Jackson. Like, it's just been a thing for me.
You told me at one point you would just go to the party island. Mamma Mia.
No, no. The plan is to go all over Greece because I wanted to go like all over like the Italy and like area. Like I wanted to go to Venice. I wanted to go to Santorini. I wanted to go.
Morning in Italy. Apparently, the road system in Italy is really bad.
I believe that for sure.
That, and it takes like, you, it might as well be crossing Texas because of like how unkept the roads are.
I believe that, but I'm down to live it out.
I did find out if you do go to that party island for Mamma Mia, then there is a you can get on a boat, like a little a small boat. And then you can go to the island where the mythology says that Apollo and Artemis were born.
Ooh, okay. I want to go there more.
Yeah, apparently it's a... Nobody's ever lived on that island because you can't grow anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's impossible to land on that island.
I can see that pretty much.
It's supposed to have no grounding. It's supposed to be just floating.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
Can I support my weight?
Yeah, it should. It supported a woman, two god babies.
Two god babies?
And apparently a giant python. So
okay.
I think it should.
I guess I have hope in that.
Yeah, apparently it's supposed to be like the winds pushing up against it, like bring the water all the way back onto you. So it's really hard to apparently get on there.
That sounds so interesting.
Sketchy.
Sketchy, yes. That's the real word, sketchy.
I'd be willing to go.
Of course, you'd be willing to go.
Except I would be wondering about how deep it was. If I had a life jacket, I'd be willing to go.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
So what type of festival or special happening do you want to see anymore? Before you get the axe.
You're going to have to go with that one before. This is the Nerdament Season 2 finale.
Oh!
That's main goal in life.
That's the peak for you.
Yeah. There's no season 3, folks. Season 2 ends with me leaving the show.
Yeah. We're going to axe him at the end.
But at the very end, it's going to be me versus the champion.
Yeah.
And we all know how it's
going
to go.
He's going down.
They're going down.
No, you're going
down. I'm leaving the show so I can be part of the Hall of Champions. I'll be there with T'Challa.
Sure.
You're gonna have to go first, though.
Okay, I will think.
What do you expect?
I don't know. It's like festival or happening. I'm not a festival person. I'm not even.
I don't like parties.
No,
that's also the asymmetric hearing thing. But that's also just the fact that I'm an extreme introvert.
He says that, but I feel like he's like not extreme.
I hate people. I hate people. You get the loud part of me. I get back from class. I didn't even talk to anybody. I'm done for the day.
No, I get that. I'm an ambivert.
Just both.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle. I realized it after a while, like after jobs and stuff, because like I can talk to people and like be extroverted, but it's like I'm a battery, and then once I'm used up, like I have to sit alone and not talk at all, and just kind of like recharge.
Like a phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that makes sense. You're a lot more extroverted than me, Hayden.
Oh yeah, yeah. But that's why me and Hayden work, because like I'm not like an extreme extrovert that I make him feel like weird, but I'm not like an extreme introvert that we like
don't ever talk
to each other or just sit alone in a room just like quietly. Even though I think he would enjoy that, like I think he would enjoy just me shutting up sometimes.
But the longer I live in my life, the more I realize I just like quiet. I'm an awkward person, yes. I don't like being in public at all. I'm just a quiet person, too.
Not around you. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's great.
Yeah, no.
I just like sitting. There's no... I like not even trying.
Yeah. No new friends. We don't need those.
I'm fine with what I have.
Yeah. We got a lot. But,
So the festival special happening thing is a lot... It doesn't fit into that, because festivals are very loud.
Yeah.
And like,
I say we just skip it. We're not festival people.
Y'all give us an answer.
Yes, leave a comment down below.
If you're a festival person, tell us what festival
or like special happening,
special event, like a sport, like a World Cup,
yeah,
a Super Bowl, World Series, all that kind of stuff.
Is there anything you've ever wanted to make it to?
Yeah, like a one-time event. Maybe a San Diego Comic Con. But I would want to go cosplaying.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the only answer I have, and that's my answer. So
I still have nothing, so yeah. We'll move on.
What's a movie you will never watch again, no matter what?
Ooh, I have an answer.
Okay.
Artemis Fowl. If you've ever seen that movie on Disney Channel, I am sorry. I am deeply sorry, like, for you.
Disney Plus,
yes. It's now Disney Plus. Yeah, but like it was bad. Like, I'm sorry if you liked it, but I watched it. It was me and my mom, and it was very short for one, which I get because it was made for children and children's time, like that they can like stay focused.
Their attention span exactly naturally.
It's very like it was very short.
So like 90 minutes.
Yeah, it was basically like just right at an hour, like right at it.
Just an hour.
Yeah. And then, like, the ending wasn't, like, it didn't wrap everything up. It was just kind of, like, this is it. And you're just like, what? Like, it felt like there was more that it needed to give. And yeah. It just was like, no.
And they just cut out some stuff of it?
Yeah. Like, there was no character, like, resolution. There was no...
Did you feel like they were trying to set up stuff to it?
Yes. But then, like, at the end, they didn't ever say if there was going to be another Artemis Fowl. And then the movie was so bad that I wouldn't want to watch another one.
They might have done that thing where it's just, like, trying to see, gauge people's reaction.
Yeah, I think that's what they were trying to do. And, like, I don't know. Like, just Artemis in general, like, his character was, like, not a great character. And he stayed the same throughout. And it, like, it barely shined a light on why he was the way he was. It was like, oh, he's this way because he's extremely intelligent. And because, like, you know, no one else is on his level. That's basically what they're trying to say, is that he's on a different level and everyone else is beneath him. That's why he acts like a prick. And then by the end of it, it was just like, and he's still a prick. Like, we just validated why he's a prick.
Okay.
And
not like in it. Character, like a Tony Stark kind of way.
Yeah, no, and it's like, so he's gonna continue to like be this guy, yeah, because he has no parents anymore. Disney for you, just killing off parents.
Did it go into detail about how he doesn't have parents?
I think it, like, so his dad was missing, and they had to like find his dad, but then his dad basically is like always off on trips and adventures and stuff, So, like, I don't remember if they found his dad and brought him back, or if, like, oh yeah, they found his dad, they brought him back, and then his dad was like, okay, I got things to do, and you're in charge now, too, because I have these other things.
So his dad left again.
They, like, brought him back, and okay. He was like, okay, I'm gonna go off.
I missed you, again. Dad.
Yeah.
Bye, son.
And he's like, you can hold down the fort, I believe in you. Because, you know, you did it last time. And he was like, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I didn't do it well.
So, yeah.
I would prefer not to do it again.
Yeah, it was just a bad, it was just a bad movie all around.
It was
around.
A book series, wasn't it? Or a style?
I think so, yeah. But something should just remain book series. Like, it makes me so sad when they take books and then create them into TV shows, but do it so badly that it just makes you never, like, it's not a happy memory for you anymore.
We were talking about the Percy Jackson
yes.
movies. I still...
This TV show that they're making better be bomb.
I know, last I heard, Rick Riordan is supposed to be, like, big time working in it.
Yeah, no.
So he has a lot of stake in this.
It better be bomb, or the Percy Jackson fans are rioting. Like, we're getting together.
Oh, like, legit.
Yes!
They rioted last time.
Yes! We're going on a riot. But what's a movie for you that you'll never watch again?
I have two, and they're for different reasons. The one, for the same reason as Victoria, is the 2015 Fantastic Four. That is the worst superhero movie I've ever seen. That, I hated every second of it. I don't have a desire to watch it again. I'm really hopeful for the next, the new Fantastic Four that's coming out.
There's a new one.
Yeah, they're bringing in the MCU. I am very excited. I really, I personally hope that John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, and Zac Efron are involved. But if not, I have faith. Marvel hasn't let me down yet, so.
Yeah, that's very true. They've been putting out some good movies.
They don't miss. Except The Incredible. But they don't miss. The second one is The Lighthouse. Not because it's a bad movie. It's a black and white movie from a couple years ago. I think it's the same year as Parasite. As when Parasite came at the Oscars and swept. It was out there, and that's how I heard about it. I was like, oh, it's a really good movie. It has Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe in it, so I got excited.
Uh-huh.
I got interested because it's Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
That's all I need, Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson's a really good actor.
He's Batman.
He's Batman now, yeah.
Yeah.
He's also in Harry Potter, Twilight.
That's true.
Batman.
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 Batman Returns.
No.
No.
If y'all like those Batman, sure.
Sure.
If y'all like that Batman stuff, then sure. I cannot. I just can't.
Is it too much Batman for you?
No, it's just too weird. I don't... The first... is that Batman Returns. Batman Returns. I think that's the one that's not directed by Tim Burton. But I just can't get with... I can't get with Tim Burton's vibe.
He does have a vibe that's a bit out there. Like, it's definitely admirable because, like, you know, no one else is on his, like, wavelength. But in some instances, in some eras, like...
That's Batman Returns.
It was by him?
The Batman Returns is the bad Tim Burton one. Not... If y'all like it, fine. But that's the... That's someone with Michelle Pfeiffer being... Like, they're, weird, like, about it. Like, I don't... It's, like, bad representation of the furry community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. And then...
Same.
Penguin being not Penguin. Like, he was raised by penguins. And it was also, what's his name? Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that.
He bit a dude's nose off.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like Batman Returns. Anyway, he's in Devil All the Time, too. Robert Pattinson's in Devil All the Time.
He is.
But anyway, The Lighthouse. It's a good movie about isolation and, like, that trauma on the human body. It has a really confusing ending. like all that. It's just the vibe of that movie made me uncomfortable the entire time, and I get that it's supposed to, but I think I can get past it just watching. I think I can get, like, I don't think I need to watch it again to ease my soul, to ease my consciousness about it. I think I just need to watch it once.
And then it's just done.
Yeah, like I've done it. I know the story. I can tell the stuff about it. I can tell why it works the way it does. I don't need to talk about it ever again.
No, I get that. I will say, though, there is something very interesting about watching very bad movies with other people. And then once it ends, you both just sitting here like, am I the only one who didn't get it? Or did you not get it?
Yes.
pointing
out all of the discrepancies within the movie. Yeah.
I feel like that's the best part of the movie is when you come to the realization that no one else got it.
Yeah.
Either, and you guys are both just there, just like, okay.
What did we just
watch? Yeah, I just. I guess I'm not alone.
Yeah. That was me with Batman Returns. I just didn't understand.
So, what is the weirdest animal you would want to own?
Just saying this. We do not support exotic pet ownership.
No, we don't.
Because animals that are not domesticated animals do not need to be pets.
No.
It's not good for the owner, everybody around them, and especially not for the pet.
Especially not
that is psychologically traumatizing.
Yes. Now, if the pet was rescued from the wild because of a specific situation,
that's a whole different thing. Yeah, that's a different thing. But you need to understand and make sure that they help them understand. But you need to make sure that you're dealing with a wild animal.
Yeah.
They're not a dog. They're not domesticated.
Yeah, don't just go into the wild and like pluck animals.
Just like, hey, a tiger.
Yeah.
And
I hope that tiger kills you. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you
don't
brought that on
yourself.
Don't
try to recreate tiger king. Okay, but this is being a fully hypothetical thing.
Yes.
Being very clear that we do not support this. Victoria.
Wait, no, I asked the question. You gotta go first.
Fox.
Ooh, a fox.
I love, the bad part about a fox, I would either choose a fox or a raven, because those are my two favorite animals, along with a wolf, dogs. Dogs are ready-made, domesticated, and they're spin-offs of Canis Lupus wolves, so, yeah. But I would choose a fox. There is actually a breed of fox that is made to be, that they've been working on domesticating foxes since the 1950s.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They just because they could. I don't know if they're actually fully domesticated now. That part about a fox though is they smell bad. They smell terrible. They're supposed to smell worse than skunks.
Oh.
Because the hormones they use for I don't know what the purpose of it, but the hormones they secrete naturally is apparently worse than a skunk. So they smell really bad, but. They're apparently their attitude is supposed to be in between a dog and a cat.
Oh,
like the playfulness
cool.
of a dog and the cuddly of a cat.
Hmm.
So yeah.
That's
you.
Pretty cool. I didn't know. Okay, so for if I could go into the wild and fuck an animal, hypothetically, it would be a white tiger. I just think white tigers are cool and very majestic. But I actually heard about another animal, it's an animal today. And it was I was listening to this podcast, it's called Wild Till Nine. And so basically they were talking about, because one of the hosts, she's Canadian, and so she was talking about this commercial that came out when she was younger, and it was this commercial that basically had this hippo in it. But it was advertised as a house hippo, and it was a miniature hippo.
Is it those milk commercials where the cow is inside the fridge, talking to you?
No, apparently from what I heard is that it was a hippo that did housework for you, so that's why they called it a house hippo. So it was like it was like a mini hippo that would like, you know, like sweep for you and like clean your bed and stuff. And it was just like, it was just this little mini house hippo just going around like doing chores and stuff. And so apparently like all the kids in Canada were just like, I want a house hippo. I want a house hippo. And so, like when the co-host grew up, she like went back and like watched this video and she like found out like basically the premise of the video was not to believe in things that were untrue being told to you. So that's why they made the commercial, was so that people wouldn't believe things that were being, and then everyone,
and then they did.
Yeah, and then everyone was like, I don't care about this.
Okay.
I just want the house. So they did the complete opposite of what, yeah. It was really funny when they touched on that. So yeah, I would want a house hippo.
Technically, you already get a fictional one, but if you had to choose a fictional, like legendary, mythological creature, what would you? If we expanded that, nothing that is real.
Mythological creature.
Fiction. Fictional, legendary, mythological.
Ooh, I forget what this was in. Oh, okay. I watched this TV show. It's called Shadowbone, I think, on Netflix.
Yeah,
and so there was this, I think it was an elk, or it was this, like, mythical, like, deer elk thing. Yeah, I think that was what it was. But it had, like, these, like, beautiful antlers. That right there. I want that.
It looks like a halo.
Yeah, no, it was so, like, majestic, but you could tell it was wise. Like, the way it looked at people, it was just like, I know things.
Looks like, I would trust this more than Aslan.
Yeah. It was, like, so beautiful. I was like, can I take you home?
Yeah, this is, for all of y'all that are playing along in this question game, Pokemon with notwithstanding, and Pokemon adjacent, so Digimon. I'm sorry, I forgot one.
The ones
that have, there's the entire premises collecting fictional creatures. Those, not those.
Would you want one like the Pokemon, like the movie, where it was like one that like followed you around, like it was like a partnership type thing? Or would you want just like a Pokemon from like Pokemon?
I would choose the Pokemon movie where we just kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I don't know which one I would want though.
There were a lot.
I have a lot of them that match my vibe. I've been told I'm a lot like Slapoff, the sloth, because he's always, he's just chill. Cuddly, just there to vibe. I don't know. I got told I was a lot like Slapoff. Got compared to Psyduck a few times.
Psyduck.
Very anxious. <Yeah. laughs>
Psyduck honestly confuses me. Like, it's anxious. Like, Psyduck confuses.
I'm sure Psyduck confuses themselves. And then that leads to more problems for Psyduck.
Yeah, I think they're just kind of there. Like, I don't really know what my purpose is, but I'm here.
Well, no, I don't think they have the "but I'm here." I think they just keep going.
I'm here.
It's just a duck with anxiety. That's fine. That's nice.
Okay. So. Oh wait.
I don't really have an answer. I can't think of an answer. If I was to choose a Star Wars creature, then I'm just choosing a fox again, because it's the crystal foxes that were on crate.
Do you want that the dog that we talked about, Ember?
Oh, Charhound?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do that. I would love to have that. I feel like the Charhound, as they describe them in Star Wars, that's like my, I would say that's my favorite fictional dog breed. Like, out of all of the, like, dogs that show up and stuff, like, dog-adjacent kind of things, I feel like the Charhound is the one that matches my vibe the most.
So you choose a Charhound.
Yeah. And a crystal fox.
And a crystal fox.
Yeah.
Nice. So, what are the best things you have been able to experience such a weird question.
Murderment season finale.
The first one.
The first one.
If you haven't seen it or heard it, go back.
Also, number two.
Number two.
I beat the champion of this one.
Sure.
I experienced time all at the same time. I'm in the future right now. I'm in the past right now. I live for a single moment. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I know everything. I'm currently living in when I beat the season two. That's why I win all of these. Oh, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely why. Yeah, I think I'm just gonna say and just move on because I feel like every day is a great experience, and I don't want to hone in on one specific thing because I feel like honing
on one single experience kind of
it makes everything else seem insignificant.
Yeah. It kind of feels like you're tying yourself to you have a rope to that experience.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna be you're kind of trying to walk to the next one. It feels like you're gonna be pulled away from it.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen for everybody, obviously.
Sure.
But yeah.
And I don't want to compare, every other thing that comes after to that one experience. Nothing's as good as that one time I did this one thing. Because then I'll just live a sad life. I can never get back to the peak of whatever.
The glory days.
Yeah. Oh, the glory days. So yeah, I'm just going to say life is a great experience every day. And just move on to the next life. Yeah.
I love ranking fictional stuff. I don't know. Not big on ranking my life.
Which sounds question.
So. That sounds so weird saying it out loud. A pop culture movie or TV show you are most looking forward to?
Eternals.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah.
Spider-Man: No Way Home.
It's
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse 2. I'm super excited for those.
I'm ready for the next Black Panther.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you ready to see your favorite character no more?
No. No one likes that guy.
He's supposed to be in it.
That doesn't mean I like that guy.
What if you get to see Black Panther's curves? Throw him to the curb.
Okay, yeah,
I'm pretty sure he's supposed to be the villain.
Because
Black Panther and Namor have a long-standing rivalry.
That's true. So yeah, I'm okay with watching Black Panther curb stomp Namor. But if it was just are you ready to see Namor? He can stay wherever he is.
If it was Dwayne Johnson doing Namor, one, I'd be impressed because he's playing Black Adam and Namor. And two,
he's playing Black Adam?
Oh yeah. They released a few weeks ago at DC Fandom. They released the first clip of him as Black Adam.
Nice.
And talked about they talked about making the film, but they only had one small scene done that they wanted to show. I'll show. We're almost out of time, so I'll show you afterwards.
Okay.
But
yeah, there's gonna be another Aquaman. I'm not excited to see what's her face. But I'm excited to see
Amber Heard.
Yeah, I'm not excited to see Amber Heard. But I'm excited to see Aquaman.
I do love me some Aquaman.
Yeah. It's one of the DC movies that besides Wonder Woman, that just doesn't feel so dark and depressing.
It's a big one. Those two are really big on. Even the Flash movie. Flash is not a dark character usually.
Yeah.
He has some really dark things happen to him. I mean, he resets the timeline so much and kills everybody in doing that. But Flash is not a dark character. Even Flashpoint looks dark.
Yeah.
It looks. I'm super excited for the movie. It just kind of seems to follow the darker vibe that DC has set. So I really like Aquaman. I really respect Aquaman and Wonder Woman for following that vibe of and Shazam.
Yeah.
Of being a more upbeat
type movie.
Yeah, because after Zack Snyder being out there, like, it wears you out emotionally.
It does. Like,
watching grimdark movies like that.
There are definitely points where it's, like, definitely needed. And I love the real aspect of DC where it's, like, you know, real life happens, things go bad. But there's also happiness in life, too. And for it to constantly, like, the lighting of DC is, like, always dark and then it's always,
feels like a, it's, like, the vignette is always up.
Yeah. And it just always just feels like depression.
DC Comics always kind of has the feel, being Detective Comics always has the feel of like an old detective movie.
Yeah.
And like, I look, by the way, I would choose, if y'all know if this movie already exists, please tell me. But if there's a Batman movie that literally is designed to be like an old detective movie, please hit me up. And if not, please make it happen. Because that would be great.
Now, we love old detective movies. Sherlock Holmes? We love some Sherlock Holmes.
Like the old one, the voiceover, like the rainy cafe. So it's just the rainy, it's a bat cave that somehow has rain in it.
Yeah, but do you remember?
There's the waterfall coming down.
The, in Spider-Man's Into the Spidey-Verse, the Origin Jacob Spider-Man that was always like, he was basically
the Noir. Yeah, I love Noir. Yes. Y'all have seen him in the little pop of Spider-Man Noir in this podcast. I love Spider-Man Noir.
He's a so vibe. Much.
That's what I'm talking about bringing in an old detective style Batman movie.
Yeah.
Because that would be totally worth it.
Yes, that's the vibe we're okay with, but when it's just like constantly
It feels like they took inspiration from that vibe and then like made it more dark.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's in the genre of like grimdark. And like that, if I'm going to watch it, I feel like I need to watch it separately. Like, watch Man of Steel. I'll take a few days, watch some other stuff, get my emotional strength back up.
Like, break it up into like a TV show, not like a straight hour and a half, 2 hour, just like.
Maybe not like a great Game of Thrones long style TV show.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's, like, even the lighting and stuff just wears you out.
It's a bit much.
But, yeah. I do love all of that. I am super excited for Flashpoint. I can't remember all the other stuff that's coming
out. There's so much stuff coming out.
I'm big for that. DC fandom shows so many things. Yeah. Oh, I'm super excited for the Gotham Knights game. I never played the Arkham Knight, the Arkham series Batman stuff, but I'm super excited for Gotham Knights. Especially because I love Nightwing and Batgirl. And I never had time to read any of their comics. So I really want to like I want to know their characterization better, okay?
No one's judging you.
I know, it's just like, I'm really excited for that. Basically, Victoria, it's like, and those of you who don't know, it's a video game that's based on the fact of Batman dies. So they have to, so Gotham is left in control of his, like, the four people that he's trained.
Yeah.
Nightwing, Dick Grayson, Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, Red Hood, Jason Todd, and Robin. And I've still not yet to see if that's Damian or Tim. I don't know which one of it is. I'm guessing Damian. But yeah, it's like they all match and like what can kill Batman.
Hmm.
And then, yeah, so I'm very excited for that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be doing Hayden justice if I didn't say Moon Knight.
Yes.
No. I am really excited for Moon Knight. Hayden was in here, he'd be screaming about how excited he is for Moon Knight.
Yes, he does love himself.
I do especially like the suit that they released for Moon Knight because it looks like mummified wrapping, which really fits with the fact that he's controlled by an Egyptian god. So.
Sounds like they really nailed
that. Yeah. I think pretty much is about time to wrap up.
Yeah, I think so. I think we touched on everything that's coming up. And everything that we're excited to see coming up. So definitely check us out next week. It'll be same time, same place, right? As usual. Yeah.
Same thing as always.
Yeah, we'll just actually be arguing about like this stuff.
Yeah, we'll be arguing more. Hayden will be in here, so we have someone to yell at.
Yes, which we do enjoy yelling at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We even do it in his absence.
We do.
Yeah.
So he's a great person to yell at.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So, we'll see y'all next week with our regularly scheduled programming.
Yes, we will. And don't forget to leave a comment down below. It can be any comment. Yeah.
We have several questions here you can answer.
Any of them, all of them, you can
answer whatever you like.
Give this video a thumbs up if you're on podcast. Go ahead and rate the podcast. Give it a like. Give it like 5 stars, you know.
Tell all your friends.
Share it.
Show up in the Senate.
Yes!
Tell everybody about it.
Just play it.
Go to the roster.
In there. Just show up and just start playing Nerdermit.
Go to your town hall meet.
Yeah. Just blast Nerdermit.
Yeah, just...
But yeah, thank you.
Go into your class. No, I'm not going to. If I tell students to, like, put it on the smartphone, they're going to actually do
it. Yeah, they'd actually do that. But yeah, thank you for our continuous listeners. We see you. We're very happy that you're here. We're
very grateful for all of y'all out there.
Yeah, shout out to Germany. We've been to Germany.
Germany. So. Really loyal listener. Thank you.
Yes. And of course, don't forget to subscribe, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Yeah. See y'all next week.
Bye.